It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm still full, Phil.
I bet you are. That
was still full.
That was a big feast you took on there the other day.
Well, I think you out-ate me. And you're ahead of me 2-0, buddy.
Really?
Yeah, in naps.
Oh, in naps. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I won that particular contest.
Now, this is funnier, because on the way over there, we got on the other side of Madison, and I said, Phil, I'm going to have to get some gas and use the restroom. And you go, well, all right, well, just let me know. And I started talking to you, and you were out. And I even filled up with the car, went inside, used the restroom, bought us a sandwich, and you were sleeping and you were walking to the door when I came out.
Yeah. Good thing I wasn't driving, right?
Well, I thought you were.
Oh, yeah.
the way you acted, you were driving. But anyway, no, it was a good time. Good time. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You did almost get kicked out, though, because we were radio people. We were the only ones in the upper level there.
Yes.
And they had one security guard.
No, two.
Oh, two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were both after me.
I'm not sure why they were up there, but just in case somebody went up there, I guess. And
no, they were up there watching me.
You went around the barricade.
Twice.
And then tried to get back.
Yes, I did.
I'm not exactly sure why you were wandering around, but that's...
I was trying to make a complete circle.
Oh, I see. Go all the way around the bowl. And they wouldn't let you.
No.
Well, yeah.
You have to go into 105, please. I was like, I'm not walking down and up. I'm not doing that. I'm just going to go around the bowl the other way. So when I passed the barricade, what are you doing?
Uh-huh.
Nothing. Did you go underneath that barricade? What does the camera say, ma'am?
Wow. I wondered. You know, I was about ready to start the broadcast.
Oh, no,
and didn't see you. And
Hank getting hauled off to... Hank getting hauled off to jail.
I was wondering.
Yeah. Today's Chet's Chuckle, buddy. But how was your weekend?
Yeah, good. We celebrated the first birthday of our grandson, Lane.
Oh, happy birthday,
He's
Lane.
One already.
Oh, and, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. He likes music, so we bought him a little, and he likes record players, too. Imagine that. So
yeah.
There's a little Fisher-Price record player for
infants. You get it?
Yes. And he was head-banging like yesterday when we left.
Kind of,
so.
Kind of like Grandpa.
Yep, absolutely.
So ain't nothing wrong with that. But anyway.
Grandpa when he's napping.
Did you nap yesterday at all or no?
Not much.
Did you nap on the way home from?
A little bit.
What's a little?
Well, you know, a few miles.
20, 30?
Something like that, yeah.
June drove, I'm assuming, or
right. She was kind of concerned about her bears at the time, so what do you do?
I'm not going to say a word.
Got to be careful. Yeah, she said that, she goes, well, you had a heartbreaking loss.
Without question.
And she said, I wasn't making fun or, you know, playing songs and replaying highlights on Friday. And I said, no, because you don't have your own radio show.
Yeah, that went away.
Right. Right.
That went over like a lead balloon.
Not real well. No, not good.
No, it's a game. You got to play in all facets. So,
well, that's true. And they fired the coaches so far, and still
worse now.
Yeah, it's worse actually.
Yeah, so. You know what, Phil? I have the power to make people tingle all over their body.
Is that right?
You ain't a kidding. Yeah, I do, buddy. You got to see my new taser gun I got.
That might do it. Oh, boy.
And also, there's an app on your phone that makes you look ugly.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen this app?
Probably.
Yeah, it's a camera.
Yeah, I always think of that when I see you, like in a Zoom meeting. I'm like, who's that old guy? Oh, wait a minute. That's me.
Hey.
That's me.
Where did I go?
Yeah, did you hear about the chocolate record player?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it sounds pretty sweet.
No, I bet.
It does. And Lane liked it really well, too.
I bet.
Oh, and then, Hank, you know what? I went to a silent auction over the weekend, too. I won a dog whistle and two mimes as well.
Oh, really? Boy, I tell you what, you're just having a great weekend.
On a roll, buddy. Yeah. We'll have more from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such's attempted jokes in just a moment here.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
It seems we have another contributor to our program today, Hank.
Yeah, and that Mason Ingalls, I believe.
Mason Ingalls,
yeah.
Member of Mrs. Drone's class.
And I tell you what, I'm starting to wonder if she's doing anything over there besides telling jokes.
No, the kids are telling her jokes.
Oh, Mrs. Drone does a nice job, so.
So let's see what Mason has to say today.
What do you call Ranger's bad manners? Rude. Oh.
What do you call a reindeer with bad manners? Rude off.
Rude off.
Oh, God.
I can't even continue. That beats all mine.
Thank you, Mason. Good job.
Thank you, Mason. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe someday Mason will be a radio announcer. Just like you and I. Set your sights higher, though, Mason.
Yeah. What do you call mountains when they. What do mountains wear when they are cold, Philip?
Blankies?
Snow caps.
Yes.
Who is Frosty's favorite relative?
Frosty's favorite relative.
Yeah.
I give up.
Antarctica.
Oh, he has an aunt. Antarctica.
Yeah. She's a nice lady.
I bet she is.
Yeah, really nice lady.
Uh-huh.
Hey, do you know what kind of Dr. Pepper was? Or what kind of doctor Dr. Pepper was?
Pharmacist.
Yeah, he would know.
No?
He was a physician.
Ah! Oh, boy, Hank.
Not getting any better.
No.
All right, anyway.
Going the other way.
Why was letter E the only letter to get a gift from Santa?
Letter E. I don't know. Tell me.
Because all the other letters were not E.
Oh, boy. I had to think about it, and I'm sorry I did. Oh, Hank.
Yeah. Why don't cows have any money?
They spend all their moolah?
No, because all the farmers are milking them dry.
Oh, boy.
Why don't pigs play basketball?
I don't know.
They are ball hogs.
Boy, I don't know. You still haven't got up to the par of Mrs. Drone's.
No, I have not.
No.
Do you have any?
Not really.
Okay.
But I did see this in the news today, Hank. According to an associate professor of radiology at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, as the size of a man's belly grows, the memory center of the brain shrinks. Now, I had a really good line about this, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, that's pretty good.
What?
Did you hear about the gingerbread man with one leg?
No.
Yeah, he uses a candy cane, Phil.
Does he really? Well, that's fortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your kicker today?
Well, I got a couple more.
I'm getting out of the way.
Why should you wear glasses in math class?
Something about your pupils.
No, because it helps with your division.
Oh, Hank.
My son called me the other day from a store in La Crosse, and I go, and he goes, "Hey, Dad, I found this great perfume, or a cologne." He goes, "It smells really good." He goes, "I'd really like it for Christmas." And I said, "That's great." I said, "What's it called?" "Oh, the company's name is Tester."
Sounds like he's a chip off the old block there.
Poor Riley.
Oh.
All right, here you go. The genie and the dog.
All right, getting out of the way.
A man finds a magical lamp, rubs it, and pops out a genie. The genie says, "I'll grant you one wish." The man thinks and says, "I want to be irresistible to women."
Oh.
Now, this is irresistible to women that in my forte, not everybody. Poof. The genie turns him into a credit card.
Oh, boy.
That's all I've got.
That's funny.
Hey, thank you very much. Sorry if I made you moan today.
That's all right.
But anyway, have fun and be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.